Last week on Main Menu, I offered you a general introduction to mailing lists and netiquette. This week, we're going to explore some of those areas a little bit further. First of all, we're going to talk about sending email in plain text rather than HTML. Now, this might seem like a fairly esoteric difference for some of you. You open up your email client, obviously, and you go to send a message, and you post it off, and once it's gone, you don't think much more about it. Well, it is important for a number of reasons that you determine in your email client and that you're perfectly clear about what it is you're actually sending out. Personally, I think it's a good idea to always post in plain text, whether it be to a mailing list or in private email. This is for a number of reasons. Firstly, plain text takes up less bandwidth than HTML. HTML adds a lot of additional information in order to format the text to make it aesthetically pleasing. Plain text conveys the same message, but without all the additional meta tags. So when sending and receiving a lot of email, it is more efficient to use plain text rather than HTML. The second reason why one perhaps might prefer to use plain text as opposed to HTML is that some older email clients and email clients on other operating systems won't necessarily support the rendering of HTML, so the recipient of your email may well have to wade through the raw source code of your HTML email. In order that your message can be a little bit more universal in that respect, it may be better to use plain text. And if presenting your message in HTML is vitally important, well, the ideal platform for HTML is the web. And so if you wanted to present something to a group of people that was aesthetically pleasing and was formatted with tables and graphics and perhaps animation and all that sort of thing, you might be better served to actually put that all into a web page and perhaps post the URL of that web page to your friends or mailing lists. Okay, so today we're going to use Outlook Express and Outlook 2000 and show you how you can send your email in plain text as opposed to HTML. These two tend to be fairly popular at the moment. So first of all, let's have a look at Outlook Express. So I'm at the desktop. I'm going to bring up my start menu.
Pop-up menu, no selection.
Okay, I'm going to hit P for programs.
Programs, accessories, and submenu.
I'm going to press O for Outlook Express.
Start button.
And Outlook Express is now loading.
Window inbox, Outlook Express, no new messages, edit area.
Okay, so we've got Outlook Express up now. And what I want to do is to change the message sending format from HTML to plain text. So I'm going to press Alt-T.
End of line.
Oh, I don't know what that was about. Anyway, I'm going to bring up Alt-T to get to the Tools menu.
Alt-Tools, Send and Receive at Submenu.
Okay, then I'm going to cursor up to get to Options.
Options, dot, dot, dot.
And press Enter.
Inbox, Outlook Express, Sub, Option. General Property Sheet, Default Messaging Programs. This application is not the default mail handler. Send Property Sheet, Sending, Save.
Okay, I've used Control-Tab 3 times to get to the fourth property sheet, which is the Send.
Window option, Send Property Sheet, Send.
There you go, the Send property sheet, okay. So I'm now going to tab through the options in this property sheet.
Send messages immediately, check checkbox. Automatically put people I reply to in my... Automatically complete email. Include message in reply check. Reply to messages using the format and with informational settings. Mail sending format HTML selected radio button.
That's what we're looking for, the sending format. And currently you can hear that the radio button is selected to HTML. So if I press cursor down.
Plain text selected radio button.
Okay, plain text. And then I would just hit enter to go to OK. So let me just take you through those steps again. From the inbox of Outlook Express, you hit Alt-T to get to the Tools menu.
Tools menu, Send and Receive as submenu.
Cursor up to get to Options.
Options, dot, dot, dot. Options, General Property Sheet, Default Messaging Programs, this application.
Okay, and then I'm just going to press the Control there to silence that. Then I'm going to press Control-Tab 3 times.
Send Property Sheet.
Okay, the Send Property Sheet. And then we tap through this to get to the sending format.
Send automatic. Automatically. Include message and reply to message. Internationals. Mail sending format HTML selected radio button.
Mail sending format, and I'm going to press cursor down to get to plain text.
Plain text selected radio button.
And then hit enter.
Inbox Outlook Express from...
Okay, and there we are. We're in the back in the inbox. Now, Outlook 2000 is slightly different, so let's just move across there.
Inbox Microsoft Outlook.
In Outlook 2000, one presses Alt-T to get to the Tools menu.
Tools menu send slash receive as sub menu.
Cursor up to get to options.
Options dot dot dot.
Press enter.
Options preferences crop.
And then control tab twice.
Mail format property sheet. Message format stationary and font signature. Choose a format for outgoing mail and change advanced settings. Send in this message format. Plain text list box.
And if I cursor up.
Microsoft Outlook rich text. HTML. Cursor up.
Okay, so you can hear there are three formats, three possible formats. So we're going to press end to get to the bottom of the list box.
Plain text.
Plain text, and press enter.
Inbox mic.
So there you are. That's how you change your email format in both Outlook Express and Outlook 2000. Now, obviously, this procedure will only affect the email that you send out. Email received, of course, will still be in the original form that the sender sent it. So if this is causing you problems, then you should contact the original poster or perhaps the mailing list owner, whichever you feel to be more appropriate at the time. Some lists enforce a strict no HTML policy, so email sent in HTML may not, in fact, make it to the list, and you will probably be advised of this when signing up. Now, following last week's programme, we had plenty of positive feedback, so thank you all very much for that. And one of the questions which came in was, how does one actually get a list of lists? Is there anywhere where one can look up to see what mailing lists are, in fact, available? Well, the best place to start, I suppose, would be the list providers, and the three big ones that we talked about last week, Yahoo Groups, Topica, and Telepath. Their websites may be a good place to start. So perhaps www.yahoogroups.com or www.topica.com or www.telepath.com. They may be good places to start, and you should find plenty of lists from there. Another good website in this respect is a site called List A Day. This, in fact, is the home of a mailing list which will tell you about a new mailing list each and every day. And for more information about that, you can go to www.listaday.com. Also, Telepath, Topica, and Yahoo Groups should be able to provide you with archives of previous posts to a given list. So those archives will probably be only available once you've signed up to a particular list. Now, obviously, many of these mailing lists, as we mentioned last week, are fairly focused forums concentrating on particular topics. But if you're just wanting to hang out and talk to other people and find out you know, how they are, and you wanted to talk about the weather and that sort of thing, then you're probably better off going to sites like www.audio-tips.com or www.for-the-people.com or perhaps even blindcommunity.com, www.blindcommunity.com. And from those sites, you can explore ways to socialise with other people. Well, here we are again. We've run out of time, and thank you all for your feedback. It's very much appreciated, so do please keep that coming. The email address to contact me on is dave@acbradio.org. That's dave@acbradio.org. For Main Menu, this is Dave Williams.